Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
In your wildest imaginations, did you think you would ever win an Olympic gold medal?
Yes. 100% yes. I knew I could do it. I knew it would be hard. I prayed that I could do it. In my wildest of dreams, I knew.
It is not just that you won. You were dominant. I mean, you won these matches convincingly. Did you surprise yourself at all?
Of course I surprised myself. It's by the grace of God I'm able to even move my feet. Like, I just leave it in his hands, and I pray that all the practice, that the hell that my freaking coach has put me through, pays off. And every single time it does, and I get better and better. And it's so weird that there is no cap to the limit that I can do. And I'm excited to see what I have next.
Last question for you. That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA!
Tamara Mensah-Stock, I believe, is how you pronounce it. Anyway, what a breath of fresh air. She has gone viral with that interview. Loving her country. Loving life. Gold medal in wrestling. She is, that's great. That is awesome. Yeah, and do we have to? Yes, we do. Do we have to?
Because just look at where most of these videos are coming from and tweeted from. It's a particular strain of Twitter that is using it as an example of, look, this is a great patron, not like this person or this person. Mm. I was thinking to myself, when LeBron was representing, he's a name that's been mentioned quite a bit. When LeBron was representing the U.S. to win gold medals, did he make a political statement about, this country has a lot of things that has to work out, or did he stand up there in the podium with the flag around him and take his gold medal?
Yeah.
It's not like when he was winning it, representing the U.S., he was making a statement. Rapinoe's a different story, but it's just interesting that, you know, LeBron has had things to say politically, but he wasn't a bad representative of the U.S. when he was wearing the red, white, and blue.
No, he wasn't. And it's a shame that, you know, people who on the opposite side of what you're talking about, how they don't share this video more too, because it's just a great video of somebody who's exuberant. But I know we have to put our own slants on it, but it's just really cool to see a U.S. Olympian. I mean, I still want the USA. I want them to do well in the Olympics. I want everybody, the women's soccer team, the men's basketball team. My apologies for wanting the USA to do well. I don't cheer against presidents just because I don't. I had this conversation with somebody close to me. I'm like, you know, you don't have to like this person. You don't have to like that person. But I don't want the country to fail. I never want the country to fail. And this person said, well, I do because I don't like that president. Okay. But if you want the country to fail, boy, 2020 sucked. 2020 was terrible. Whoa. Seeing people lose jobs like they did because of the pandemic. Forget, you know, the deaths and the sickness and all that stuff. Just people losing their jobs, the economy going in the tank, people really terrified, people not being able to get food. Like, how could you be for that because you think it's – I'm not for things that are going to hurt people.
Lance. You got to be for something.
Yeah, I guess so.
Stand for something.
I'm against people suffering from our country.
So you know what she's doing with her $37,000 prize money? Mensah-Stock. She is from Morton Ranch High School. She went to Morton Ranch High School. So she's a Houstonian. She's coming back here and she's giving her mom $30,000 for a food truck. I told her five years ago, I'll get you your food truck, but you got to be responsible.
Maybe her mom's responsible.
And she said, she's like,
if she's already saying that, isn't that a telltale sign?
Like, thank you, baby. So my mom's getting her food truck. She can cook really, really well. Good for her.
And I think she has dreams of joining the WWE. That's a way to cash in on your fame.
Oh my gosh, she'll be. Oh, can you? If you're not, she could do a heel turn though, can't she?
Well, she's going to be the Patriot or something, right?
Yeah, she's got to. She's got to have America. She's got to be wear red, white, and blue.
Yeah, she'll be
can wear the Texans uniform. She's because she's from red, white, and blue.
Why would she want to do that?
Liberty white, blood red, or something.
Blood,
and
no,
blue,
it's battle
blue collar,
red.
Whatever.
It's, no, it's Liberty white, battle red, and what's the other one? What's blue?
And Columbia blue.
No, that's the Oilers. What is the blue? Deep steel blue.
Deep steel blue. That's right. So she USA.
She lives in Colorado Springs, Colorado, right now. But well, that's where they train. Yeah, that's where they train. So yeah.
She's from Morton Ranch.
She's born in
Chicago. Way to go, Morton Ranch.
She's
stepping up.
Born in Chicago, Illinois.
But Morton Ranch High School.
Yeah. Wonder where
she's like you.
She got here as soon as she could. Mm-hmm. And we both did. I got here in high school, too.
That would happen.
A few years after. A few years after high school.
Congratulations.
So, congratulations. That is refreshing. That's a breath of fresh air. See, we brought some light to people's lives. People are going to work right now, and they're feeling good about life right now because Morton Ranch High School.
I can't wait for the NBA players to win and them to trash their flags. And go, look,
burn.
We did this all for ourselves. We hate the USA. Screw you guys.
They kneel during the anthem.
Because that's what they believe is going to happen, right?
Kneel.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to Deshaun. Ooh. So, we had Chris Trapasso, who is Italian. We got to believe him. Apparently, he says this. Source. Talks are heating up between the Eagles and the Texans on a Deshaun Watson trade. Still some hurdles to get over, but both sides attempting to come to an agreement.
Like a potential season-ending calf and ankle injury?
Well, that was at 9:52 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last night. Now, Pro Football Talk said something different this morning at 6:28. Source says, contrary to a report that trade talks between Eagles and Texans for Deshaun Watson are quote-unquote heating up, they are not.
This is not gonna, I'm telling you, unless the Eagles want to do something stupid and just give up the three firsts and more for Deshaun Watson, which is eventually going to be the asking price, then we got nothing to talk about. I'll step in for you, Texans. We're not interested, Eagles. Unless you're coming with the good stuff, don't come with the second rate stuff. We want the good stuff. Give us the choco. Give us the Blue Angel, or whatever it is that made Tuco go tight. We want the good stuff. Don't be coming with these garbage ass one first and 2 seconds. Not interested. Deshaun anyway has a broken ankle and a ripped calf or something that he suffered in practice when he was standing still. We don't have time. Deshaun has got some injury problems. We're not trading him for this.
That's why they can't trade for him.
And you thought he wouldn't fake an injury.
Yeah. No. He's already got ankle and calf.
And they're not. And they don't even want to play him. He's faking an injury.
he definitely would have. He's just standing there.
You think Deshaun went out
there
thinking,
no one even said, hey, Deshaun, we
surely
want you to come out here
and play. They'll just send me home. Surely they'll just send me home. And the Texans are like, no, you're going to do what a four-string quarterback does, which is stand. This is kind of been blown out of proportion. Deshaun's playing safety. No, he's not playing safety on the scout team.
He's standing
in the position. He's part of the skeleton where you barely move and you just show looks.
Did he? Yes,
that's
how many
what
times did he
pick
off
do.
Davis Mills?
Probably at least once. That was in that one practice. Remember, Davis Mills bounced back well after the other practice. But we're not
Vernon
able.
Hargraves picked him up off like seven times
that's
already.
That's a concern.
That is. If Vernon Hargraves is picking up Davis Mills.
My name is David Culley. I'm a junkie. I got to say this. Our secondary is really playing well right now. I'm so excited about the cornerbacks on this squad. We have really got a really talented group of ball hawks. But who's throwing now? Jeff Driskel and Davis Mills.
Do you know what your defense isn't going to face? You know what your defense isn't going to face in the regular season?
They're not going to face one guy that bad.
Man, getting Lovie Smith has really turned this defense into a turnover machine.
Yeah.
No, it's getting Davis Mills and Jeff Driskel in the lineup.
There's that.
Do you think the Texans will face their most talented opposition, like the defense will face their most talented quarterback in week one? They're like, all right, Davis Mills, Jeff Driskel, the ghost of Tyrod Taylor. Oh! Trevor Lawrence, look at that. An actual legit starting quarterback.
Who is Zach Wilson the worst quarterback that they'll face?
Maybe.
I mean, it's pretty early on.
Yeah, and who knows? Yeah, it'll be, what, week? Was it week three or week two against Zach Wilson?
No.
It's later?
Yeah, it's later. They got the three preseason, then the Jags, the Browns, the Panthers, the Bills, the Patriots, the Colts. Oh, Cardinals. Man, it ain't that early.
Maybe the Colts, whoever the Colts.
The Jets aren't until November 28th.
Yeah, who knows what he'll be by that time. Maybe the
Will
Colts.
Zach Wilson still be alive by then?
Well, they got Mekhi Becton. He should be okay. Maybe it's whoever's in the lineup for the Colts. Maybe will Wentz be back
well,
by that time?
Well, that's true.
I've heard so.
That's true, and that's October 17th. Maybe it's the Patriots, too.
Oh, yeah, Cam is out there.
If Cam is even out there. Could be Mac Jones.
Yeah, it could definitely
and
be
by the
Patriots.
Time,
either one of those guys, it could be.
Yeah. So maybe they're facing like quality competition here that they'll see in a couple of games, certainly against the Colts, and that's October 17th.
I mean, Eason's going to be the worst quarterback they probably
see. Yeah, Eason will
be. I saw something where Sam Ehlinger is impressing.
Is he?
Yes. I didn't make that up.
Are you though?
I mean, it may not be true, but I see
you see it from OrangeBloods.
No.com.
Did he not throw? Wait a minute. Is there somebody that didn't throw four picks in a practice?
Look,
is that how he's impressing?
Did my son Alec report that?
No. If you type in Sam Ehlinger, the first couple of things is from The Athletic. Sam Ellinger's fast start adds intrigue to the Colts quarterback
picture. I'll be
honest.
You almost can't find any quarterback that's not off to a great start when you just search their name, except Justin Fields. He must not be good because they're having to, like, all the reporters who all want, they all want
yeah, they all
Justin.
Want.
They're all like, this is, Andy Dalton's really performing well. He's performing much better than Justin Fields. So it must not even be close over there between those two. Because Trey Lance, that's all you ever hear about. I don't hear a lot about Mac Jones. But the Joe Burrow thing keeps getting more and more legs. Yesterday, they had to address it. Tyler Boyd said he looks unsure of his knee. Zach Taylor was addressing the offense and how he's not worried about it, and Joe will be ready by the start of the season. I think you got to be a little concerned when a 1 year wonder, because that's what he was. Joe Burrow is a 1 year wonder. When a 1 year wonder is all of a sudden struggling after a knee injury, with one of the things that makes him special, which is pocket poise, it's going to be a concern for them. But you have a long time in camp, and he does have extenuating circumstances coming off of a knee injury, and a lot of times it is psychological, just getting past the psychological hurdle. With Deshaun, apparently our biggest hurdle right now are lawsuits and lower leg injuries.
And calves and ankles. So in the first 5 weeks, you're going to face Trevor Lawrence, Sam Darnold, and whoever's the Patriots quarterback. Actually, if you want to know the truth.
Could be a bunch of rookies, basically.
You can be 3-2.
Ooh.
Wait, what now?
You heard him.
Oh, Jags?
Panthers,
Patriots, and then the Colts after that. Wait a minute. How about 4-2 start?
Let's go over, when we come back, we'll go over the six. We'll revisit the six games after Davis Mills has actually turned it around in practice and started throwing completions. So we'll readdress
he's throwing
on the next side, and then we will get into our 20 for 20 with Bradley Roby today, right?
Well, you do the research. What do you mean? Yeah, what are you questioning me for?
Isn't Bradley Roby our fourth guy?
Bradley Roby today.
We'll take a look at Bradley Roby, the best returning cornerback for the Texans at 8:30. 9 o'clock, Max Olson is going to join us from The Athletic as he wrote a piece about the Big 12 and the Pac-12 maybe snuggling up close and tight. And we'll reassess the first six games for the Texans.
First six games.
You know what? Maybe...
4-2.
Maybe we need to be a little more optimistic about the first six.
I think we do. We'll do that next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about Lafayette, Louisiana. No pro team there, but that's okay. You got the Raging Cajuns there. You want to go there and see, hey, the Cajun Field and the Cajun Dome, and it's wonderful. Listen, I love Lafayette. I worked there for 3 years, and it was one of the best times. Worked for the ABC affiliate there, and I just loved it. I would have stayed there if I could have made any money. It is a great little town. I'm telling you, the restaurants are awesome. It probably is the best-eaten city, in the best-eaten small city, in one of them in the country, certainly in the South. with the Cajun cuisine that is second to none. You're going to love it. It's just 3.5 hours from here. All you got to do is drive down I-10. You get to Ambassador Cafe, and you get off and or go. You can keep on going to the next exit and go downtown. Whatever the case may be, you are going to love Lafayette, Louisiana. You're going to love the food. You're going to love the music. You're going to love the culture. You're going to love everything. Well, the people are so nice. I'm telling you, you will love Lafayette, Louisiana. There's bars. There's everything you could want. You also got the Atchafalaya Basin, which isn't that far away. You got Avery Island. You can go to Tabasco, see where they make Tabasco. If you're looking for a little getaway that's going to be affordable, again, you're just gas to get there. And then rooms are $85 a night. Plus, restaurants right now have got great deals going on, and it's called Eat Lafayette. Go to LafayetteTravel.com and see for yourself. They've got a list of the restaurants that are going to hook you up with great deals and great food and great music. Travel Lafayette, LafayetteTravel.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
818 here on The Bench, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. And when last we left you, we were taking a look at the schedule for the Houston Texans, because one thing that we probably need to take a look at, and remember, there's only three preseason games now. One of the things we need to look at is, okay, based on our very small sample size of camp for the Texans, and I would say there's nothing that's come out of camp that would be overwhelmingly positive necessarily. There's nothing that would be, man, it's really surprising that this, or this. That's not going to be the case. You're not going to know until you actually strap them on. But we do have some knowledge about some other teams. Now, Bucky Brooks, who covers the Jacksonville Jaguars, told me that everything coming out of Jacksonville is that Trevor Lawrence has been really, really good. Trevor has been really, really good. But he's still a rookie, and he's still going to be making his first NFL start.
But luckily for Houston him, Texans. He's facing a team that almost set a record for least turnovers in a season.
It's lucky for him, yes, and it's lucky for the Texans that they face a rookie, just that may not be the right rookie, because he is the overwhelming favorite. Well, he's a favorite for Rookie of the Year, but I think he's plus 250. My whole thing is unload on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah,
because I think they're giving away free money with that.
They could well be.
Honestly, it's quarterbacks have been winning it quite a bit. I don't think it's going to be Trey Lance, although if he gets a start, it could be, because he's going to have a lot around
him. Yeah, yep.
It could be. Justin Fields, I think, is going to take a little more time before he's a starter. Zach Wilson, we'll see how he does with all that pressure in New York.
What about Najee?
And then you do have a running back, and running backs do win the award from time to time, in Najee Harris. But plus 250 for Trevor Lawrence, to me,
it's good. That's the
most talented quarterback. He's not going to have to fight anyone else for the job. And they have a few more weapons over there for him to use. I think that I think that's good value. Anyway, Jacksonville comes into the Texans in game one. Now, you are facing a rookie quarterback his first time out. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, this just in, John, they were terrible. They were the worst team in football.
Yeah.
So I don't want to just ignore the fact that they picked first.
Right.
You don't get to pick first for free or because of a lottery system. You have to legitimately suck.
Was it because of quarterback play that they were the worst?
I mean, it helped, but I would point to a lot of other stuff.
Well, they did have to go to Luton, and they had to go to, you know.
Jake was okay in some of the some of his matchups.
Beat the Texans.
Yeah, he did. I would say quarterback play was part of it. I would say they were also weren't healthy along the offensive line. That's worth noting. I think they had three guys injured during time with the offensive line. They had an undrafted free agent rookie running back who did well, but now you throw in Travis Etienne in the mix as well. And then defensively, you just weren't as good as you hoped. Jacksonville is a favorite in that game. Let me see what the latest numbers are for that game.
What was it, 2?
Yeah.
Point and a half or two?
I think they're 1.5 to 2, which sounds about right. But are you looking at that a different way now?
Listen, that's a winnable game, though. Okay. If it's 1.5 or 2, that is a winnable game against a rookie quarterback making his first start in the NFL. You're improved defensively. You have a much better defensive mind than Lovie Smith. You have better defensive players than you had last year.
Jacksonville's three.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think that's a great spot for the Texans. And then you got the Browns. Forget that game. The Panthers next at home.
Forget in that week, game. You have no chance beating the Browns. It was close last year. Deshaun played last year.
Yeah. And the Browns are improved.
Okay, Panthers and Texans.
Panthers.
They say Sam Darnold has not been great over there at camp. They do have Christian McCaffrey, who single-handedly beat you up last time. But do you just scratch in Sam Darnold winning quarterback against the Texans on the road?
No.
I don't think you can do that.
No.
I don't think you can just scratch in. Well, I mean, it's the Sam Darnold. You mean the guy who has almost no wins in his career?
Yeah. No. So, again, you have a game. You've got a couple under your belt with a brand new team that's got 50 new guys, and there won't be 50 new guys when it's all said and done with a 53-man roster. But however, it's all new. The coaching staff, they're going to get into a little bit. At least they get to know each other a little bit. Now, your third game is against a quarterback that's beatable. That's beatable. So now he's going to have a few games under his belt against, with his new teammates as well, with Christian McCaffrey, if he hasn't died already by the end, if his season isn't over by the third game, then that's another game you actually have a chance in.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills the next week at Buffalo, forget about it. Patriots come in here then. It's another situation. Now they did have a lot of free agent signings. They are getting players back that opted out. They had more opt outs than anybody. They've got players that are coming back. They still have Bill Belichick. Cam Newton, allegedly, his shoulder was such a problem. His injuries have been such a problem. He says he feels much better. Maybe he'll be back to the Cam that was early in the season as opposed to the late Cam in the season. And maybe he'll be able to throw the football this year because he says he is better.
It's week 5. That's potential for Mac Jones territory,
that
too.
That is potential. Again, you could be facing a rookie quarterback in week 5.
But you're saying that's a bonus.
Absolutely.
It's a bonus, yeah.
Absolutely, it's a bonus. And then you got the Colts at the Colts where Carson Wentz, you're not facing Carson Wentz. You're facing Jacob Eason or Sam Ellinger.
Well, the question's going to be, so that's week 6. Is Wentz back? Because remember, the timetable was 5 to 12 weeks. Is Wentz back then? Is Quentin Nelson back then? Because I don't think the Texans can beat the Colts if they're running a football.
Either way, it's Wentz in one of his first starts.
Yeah.
And we still don't know if he's going to be any good. If he's going to be Carson Wentz from last year, then okay, great. By the way, all this time off with the foot, he's going to be able to throw some. How mobile is he going to be? All of these things, and especially with a vaunted pass rush like the Texans have with just unbelievable athletes coming at you.
Those are your first six.
This can't get much better in the first 6 games of the year.
Quentin Nelson could be out and Carson Wentz could be out. Things got better for the Texans in a road game against the Colts. The Patriots are really a wild card at the quarterback position. And they weren't very good last year. They added 2 tight ends. They added a wide receiver. I mean, they should be better than last year. But it's still... It still could be a rookie quarterback or a banged-up Cam Newton who was ineffective for most of last year. Panthers, we talked about that Sam Darnold. You can't just write in wins on a Sam Darnold game. And then Jacksonville Jaguars, you are facing a rookie playing in his first game of the year. While the Texans will likely be underdogs in each of those games based on the worst team in football being a 3-point favorite over you at home, it's still, as you mentioned, yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'd write off the Browns game. I'd write off the Bills game. But weeks 1, 3, 5, and 6, on paper right now, they are interesting games.
Is there any chance,
depending on
after
how
6 weeks
plays
of the NFL season, that the Texans, that anybody says, and anybody says, the Texans are the surprise team of the year? Because let's face it, if they're 3-3, they're the surprise team of the year. Most people don't think the Texans will win 3 games all year, let alone go 3-3.
Yeah, but let's be real about something too. All of this is if we're making assumptions that the Texans play decent football. And for that to happen, Tyrod Taylor has to play well, and he has not been a full-time season-long starter since 2017. That's been a while. So, and we know the guys behind him, not ready. Now, if Deshaun Watson, you know, has a change of heart, or if the Texans play hardball and Deshaun decides he wants his game checks and he doesn't want to sit out and he just wants to play because the Texans say, we'll showcase you for a trade to Philadelphia if you play. Deshaun would say, no, because I'm not risking getting hurt. And so it wouldn't matter anyway.
Okay, how much more, and you lost J.J. Watt, okay, but how much more does Lovie Smith mean to this team? How much better are they going to be just because Anthony Weaver isn't here? Honestly, Anthony Weaver was really, really bad.
Anthony Weaver.
He is one of the nicest guys in the world.
He didn't have a lot to work with, but he did have something to work with, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
And it was his first year as a D coordinator.
Honestly, they are going to be better. They are going to be.
Yes.
They have. There's very little chance that they can possibly.
I think
be
adding guys like Jordan Jenkins. Look, their run defense was an atrocity. Adding guys like Jordan Jenkins and Shaq Lawson, who have some. They're not going to be special players, but you throw them in with Charles Omenihu and then maybe Blacklock and the one gap up the field defense that Lovie you know preaches, and Desmond King, who is a ball hawking player in the secondary, and Terrence Mitchell, you know, it can't be worse defensively. You're right. I mean, it's going to be better. It's probably going to be worse offensively though. And that's the big concern, is it's going to be worse offensively. And you just can't tell me that there's any scenario where the offense is the same as last year. And it wasn't great last year, but there's no scenario where the offense is as good as it was, or as productive as it was with Deshaun Watson out and Tyrod Taylor in. There's not a world where that exists. Because they added Philip Lindsay and Mark Ingram, all of a sudden the offense is going to be much more explosive. That's just not going to be a thing. So you're going to have to count on winning turnover battles, and your secondary has to play much better. Now that I think about it, yeah, on paper it looks better for you, but you really are going to have a much better, a much more effective turnover getting
unit. It can't get worse.
On defense.
You have to turn the other teams over. It can't get worse.
It's 3 interceptions. It has to get better than that.
The record is 2, and that was set by the 49ers a couple 3 years ago. All right, time to take a quick break. And when we come back, Bradley Roby, 20 for 20. We're going to break down Bradley Roby, what he means to this team after this on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.
Hey, I'm here to tell you about a good friend of mine, Michael, over at Pete's Fine Meats. Michael is the head butcher over there, and we've been friends for a long time. But I'm telling you right now, when it comes to getting the best steaks in the city, this is the butcher shop for you. He's got tri-blend burgers that are off the charts. He's got bacon-wrapped shrimp and quail. He's got pork chops. He's got bone-in tomahawks. He's got the best New York strips. He's got everything over there, and it couldn't be a better group of guys over at Pete's Fine Meats. Chimney Rock in Richmond, Pete's Fine Meats.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
NDPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 are hitting the road this Friday and heading to 500 Golf on College Street in Beaumont. Enjoy Miller Lite and Coors Light specials as we broadcast live from 1 to 7. It's all happening this Friday at 500 Golf in Beaumont.
Let's play a game. Pick a city you want to visit. Now go to besthotelrates.com. Boom! You win! It's that easy. When you're looking for the best prices on hotels all across America, start at besthotelrates.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:32 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Breaking down Bradley Roby today with 20 for 20. Dell, are you ready?
Bradley Roby.
Cornerback, Houston Texans. Your basic stats, the last 2 years that he has been with your Houston Texans, he's played in 10 games each year. He was suspended the last six games last year, and he'll be out the first game this year because of a steroid or whatever, a performance enhancer. So Bradley Roby will miss the first game, so he'll only get 16 games, possibly 16 games. He played 10 and 10 in his two seasons here with the Houston Texans. He's got three interceptions total. He's picked up. He's got one fumble recovery. The last 2 years in both those 10 games, he's had 38 combined tackles. In 2019, he had 37 combined tackles last year, 35 and 33 solo, and just 3 and 4 assisted tackles. He's had two tackles for loss in each of the seasons the last 2 years. He's had one quarterback hit. So Bradley Roby has been an efficient player. But let's break down, Lance. We got some advanced stats.
Advanced stats.
For him now.
So Bradley Roby, and I'm just staying with the 2020 season, was targeted 44 times, given up 24 catches. That's a 54.5% completion rate. But the good news is it was just for 250 yards. So he didn't get lit up all over the field, even though he didn't play the entire season. The worst game that he had from a yardage standpoint was 45 yards in week two against the Ravens. He did, however, give up three touchdowns in the 24 receptions against him, and that's three touchdowns in 44 targets. So a little higher than you want. Just one interception and six forced incompletions. The forced incompletion rate is 13.6%, which is not bad for Bradley Roby. He is a player from a defensive standpoint that does get plenty of work out of the slot. That's where he is best, although he can step outside and play outside as opposed to just in the slot. His average depth of target was 13.7 yards, so they are It's about what the NFL norm is, what you could be expected to see from Bradley Roby. The receiving yards allowed per coverage snap, his number was just 0.75. So relatively solid in that department as well. In terms of what you can expect for yards per reception, it was 10.4 yards per reception last season. That's something that I think the Texans, since he's in the slot, would love to see go a little lower. But if he has to play outside, that number is going to potentially go up. So that will be the real key there. His success rate, percentage of successful plays by the defense on plays that involve him, 46.3%. That is on the low end, but go ahead and find a Houston Texan where the number is better. And then percentage of plays with an open target, 36.4%, was the percentage there where he had an open target. So that is actually a pretty solid number. Bradley Roby, clearly the best defender, whether you're looking at production or the advanced numbers, Bradley Roby is as good as it gets for the Houston Texans.
Stay or go?
Well, so Bradley Roby, John, is under contract. It was a guy that I didn't think they would keep. I think Bradley Roby didn't think he would be here at one point. So I think from that standpoint, you know, and he does have value. It is worth noting that we have to look at the Texans a little differently now. If you have value, you could potentially be traded. However, Roby has been a guy who has gotten into it with some of the teams he's been on. He got into it with a secondary coach last year. There were some issues on the field with Bradley getting into spats. He's not the easiest guy to get along with. His contract, he has a potential out after 2021. So if he's a huge pain in the ass after 2021, in 2022, the dead cap space is $1 million.
Yep.
The cap hit is $11
million. Yep.
You can do the math there. That's a $10 million savings. I think when it's all said and done, Bradley Roby, the juice may not be worth the squeeze for him because he has been a little bit of an issue at Ohio State, at Denver, and with the Texans behind the scenes. I think you could see Bradley Roby have a hard time staying with the Texans unless they're able to redo his contract and make it a little more cap friendly.
Well, you know what? You got to have decent football players, and we'll see what he does this year. But so far, he hasn't been a huge disappointment. It's not like you've overspent greatly on Bradley Roby.
No,
he's actually played a decent football for you. He's actually been one guy in the secondary that you can actually depend on. You know what? At $11 million for a cornerback position, depending on if he falls off this year, of course you don't have him for the first game. I'm not. You know what? You got to pay somebody.
It's all relative. Yeah, you gotta spend your money. A and B. What difference does it make if he gets his $11 million? If you're in good cap space and good in cap situation, you're not going to have Deshaun Watson
you're
on
not,
there.
Yeah, you're not spending money on a quarterback.
Although you could be getting hit if they end up splitting. Deshaun's, you could get hit with some of Deshaun's.
But the cap is also going up. And you know what? Yeah. $11 million for a competent corner. I'm in. I think he plays out his contract here. And who knows, maybe even stays on a little bit longer. As long as Bradley Roby can keep, you know, and maybe he's mature, maybe he'll mature as he goes along. He has been a little bit, according to sources, actually the J.J. Watt fight, I think, involved Bradley Roby.
Right.
When he had it out with Bill O'Brien. So that was, you know what, maybe Bradley Roby at some point is going to be able to mature a little bit and take coaching better than he has in the past, whatever the case may be. Bradley Roby has been actually a defensive player that actually has some value. So I'm not opposed to keeping him another year and having that $11 million cap hit. That would be fine as long as he plays up to it this year. We'll see. Let's not forget, though, guys who have performance enhancer, we'll see when they come back and they got to be clean if they're going to live up to it anymore. If they're going to be able to still play.
Roby's had some good years in Denver. I'm less worried about the talent than the attitude. If you're on a team that's in a rebuild mode, if Nick Caserio and David Culley feel like they're getting attitude at all, or the guy didn't want to practice, or whatever the case may be, I just think they'll get rid of him because they have to build a different culture. Obviously, what's there now is completely broken. And the question for Roby is much less about talent and much more, I think, about how does he handle the everyday stuff? Is he a pro? Is he a guy who's a good role model or a good influence on
young players?
Yep. I think that's going to determine whether or not he's a Texan beyond 2021. The player himself, that's a capable NFL cornerback. So from that standpoint, you're hoping he stays healthy and he plays well because we just talked about the Texans. If they want a chance to win in those first 5 to 6 games, the defense is going to have to take the ball away, and the defense is going to have to play much better because it's probably not going to come from the offense. Roby gives you your best shot. He had 6 forced incompletions. He had an interception. While those aren't big numbers, nobody had big numbers on that unit, he gives you the best chance.
Yep, absolutely. Now, question is, are you going to get any pass rush? That's the question because you don't have any talent. You don't have any, you know, maybe Jacob Martin. But
Lovie, but the good thing is, Lovie Smith defenses, they don't do a lot of, he doesn't have to do a lot of blitzing typically, but the one thing is Lovie Smith has a history of getting guys up the field and attacking Former Houston Texan Mark Anderson played for Lovie and had a really, really good season with the Bears with Lovie. And I remember he played at like 240 pounds.
Yeah, he was skinny.
So it gives you hope that a guy like Jacob Martin could actually be a fit for Lovie, because Jacob Martin maybe has the best speed around the corner. And is there a chance that maybe Whitney Mercilus has a little something left in the tank with Lovie Smith? Maybe. Is there no chance?
Maybe. Maybe. I wouldn't mind if we're going to find out whether or not Desmond King and Bradley Roby, and we'll see what Terrence
King's
Mitchell
your
does.
Best ball hawk, actually.
Yeah, and we'll see what Terrence Mitchell, if he's going to be able to be a little bit better than he was last year. We'll find out. But Bradley Roby is the starting point, and quite frankly, it's not a bad starting point compared to a lot of cornerbacks in the league. So, 841 ESPN 97.5. There, my friends, is your 20 for 20.
And the reviews are in. At least the initial ones.
Of course the reviews are in. And you know what? We don't care. We don't care about the reviews being in. That's two straight Texan segments. How's that? How's that?
Everybody? And was that a record? Yeah. You want to go for three?
You want to go three straight?
No, I want to go Astros.
No, I do appreciate Almighty Dalla, who didn't particularly rip the segment, but he did say we should lean over and see if we can smell pepperoni and mozzarella on John's breath because he's selling Texans victories.
You did get kind of hyped about the first six games.
If the Texans are 4-2,
hey,
y'all, then Almighty Dollar, bring a pizza up here, okay? Bring a pizza up when the Texans are, yeah, that's right, with French fries, when the Texans are 4-2 this year, all right? And then you'll be like, oh, John, you may be a wizard, okay? Maybe you can see the future.
Like
don't
Gandalf?
Wizards, do they? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna get on my white horse, and guess what? I'm gonna go get me some fries.
Granado the Gray is what we're gonna call
you. That's right.
Okay,
I'm gonna go to Cobos Q and Edo and pick me up some fries.
We're very happy for our boy for Raul.
As long as he has fries,
Cobos from Cobos Q, very happy as he goes from truck to coming out to our Christmas parties, feeding people.
You
know, and the food has always been great.
For the Christmas
had
party.
The truck. And he's got his own place out. I mean, it's a true success story. His food is phenomenal. That's no BS. All my kids. His food is amazing. And
no, that wasn't someone.
No, that's they can't hear that on the radio.
You guys can't hear it?
No, you can't hear it on the radio anyway. But Cobos food is legitimately phenomenal, and really happy that our guy just got a lease in East Downtown. So he is going to be taking his show into Edo and would love to have us. He said he'd love to have us out there doing a live show at some point.
Yeah, yeah, but what's the quality of the fries? That's what we're looking for.
We're going to find out.
If he has those basic crinkle cuts, we're going to have a problem. That's all.
Some crinkle cuts are good.
That's true, but I'm going to look for him to step up.
If they're crispy.
Like, if he can make that,
better be crispy.
That mac and cheese thing that he does,
right.
He better step up on the fries.
What about his chicken sandwich? How's that going to be?
He doesn't have one.
Well, then.
Unlike
he might,
he doesn't have one currently. And unlike LeShane, who I don't respect at all, Raul, he doesn't need a chicken sandwich. He makes
was
great
literally
stuff.
Nominated for Best Chef Tastemaker.
So what?
But Dale doesn't respect him because sauce is on a chicken sandwich. Mm.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about basic.
He does it, does he?
When is your pumpkin spice latte coming out,
Dale? I know you like to drop that, but you're the duck, not me. You'll be the one who drinks that, not me.
He just called you a duck.
I know. That's a racial slur.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, everybody. Summer will be here before you know it, and you need that outdoor patio, that pool, that kitchen outside. We had ours built by Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite, and it couldn't have been better. We used it all the time. You need to improve your backyard. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. But not only that, any countertops that you need, any room that you need, big, big work done. It's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to forhims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to forhims.com/radio. forhims.com/radio.
Baseball season, it comes and goes, but Crawford Bock just flows and flows. It's the Bock to drink any time of year. You don't need a reason, because it's a dang good beer. You can rock the Bock at a music festival or rodeo, Shakespeare in the Park, or Lowrider Car Show. It's the Bock for bonfires and happy hour, South Padre, even your next baby shower. So share a Crawford Bock anytime with your favorite gals and bros. And when baseball season comes back, let's go Stros!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, someone, if you hear that music and you live in Houston, you remember the villainous Jim Cornette with his tennis racket smacking people. More importantly, you probably remember the Midnight Express and 62-year-old beautiful Bobby Eaton is dead. Really hate doing these. It's been a rough week, but once again, we send out our sincerest condolences to the family, friends, and fans around the world as legendary, beautiful Bobby Eaton has passed away at the age of 62. We thank you for the memories. R.I.P. Bobby. So, one half of the Midnight Express, beautiful Bobby Eaton, has passed away at the age of 62. Jim Cornette, though, still going.
So, if you're not 50 years old, you don't know what you're talking about?
I think, no, if you grew up in Houston with Houston Wrestling, you knew who
Bobby Eaton was. Yeah, no, but how long ago was that?
No. Beautiful Bobby Eaton went beyond that. A lot of wrestling fans know who he is. A lot of wrestling fans will know who Beautiful Bobby
Eaton is. Dale, you know who Beautiful Bobby Eaton is?
You didn't know what Pump is. We're not going to listen to you. You're a Chicago guy. You don't know about Mid-South Wrestling. That's Mid-South Wrestling right there, son. Yeah. That's where you live,
you know, Mid-South Wrestling territory. Beautiful Bobby Eaton is?
When he was talking about it, all I could think of, that's neat stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neat stuff.
But people
neat
who are, stuff, Lance. But trust me when I tell you, people who are listening, neat you two stuff. May not, but our listeners who we worry about, they know who Beautiful Bobby Eaton is.
You want a pump?
So you guys were so soundly defeated on that, I'm not even revisiting that one.
I don't care one way or the other.
I can't remember who is.
I just don't like the phraseology. No, you can't give me a pump. I can give me a ride, maybe, but no, not a pump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can give me a ride. I can't remember who the other Midnight Express guy was. Somebody, Beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Well, this is a good segment.
He can't.
No, trust me. Just because you don't know it, that's like now you know how I feel when you golf talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you golf talk, you know how I feel. Like, you know, this is a cool segment.
Well, you don't have to be 100. You don't have to be 100 to like golf.
No, Jesper. Well, it helps.
I'm not gonna fight
Jesper
that.
Jesper Karakawa. I don't know this guy. It's so he won Colin the Michelob Morikawa. Open. No one cares.
Jesper, it's Parnovic, not Kawakawa.
No, I'm mixing my guys up.
Okay.
Is Dennis Condrey? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, or Dennis Condrey. That's what it was. But I think his name was something else.
Almighty Dollar says if the Texans are sitting at 4-2, I'm bringing pizza, fries, Coors Light, whatever you want. That's right. Bring it all. Let's go, Almighty Dollar. Let's go. Hey guys, I work night shift. About to crash. Always catch the show on podcast every night. I believe 20 for 20 should be its own podcast segment, like when y'all have interviews. Always neat stuff. I don't think that's a compliment.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a compliment.
There are a couple things because you think, he listens, that's great. And then he's talking about podcasts because he wants it featured. And then he dropped the neat stuff, which kind of removes all the nice things he might have said.
Yeah. I mean, that I think that's a backhanded kind of compliment.
Y'all keep
it?
Doing you. We'll keep doing us. I know this much. I filtered down to 200 minimum snaps. You know, Bradley Roby in the league was 25th in coverage percentage.
That's good.
When you think about it's not bad. You have three corners on every team. Minimum snaps, you're going to have, I would say on average, you're going to have two cornerbacks with a minimum of 200 snaps unless there were injuries. that's 64 players. He was 25th. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Middle of the pack, slightly above middle of the pack.
Wait a minute. That's a Texan, that's middle of the pack.
No, he's actually above. I'll take it. He's above middle of the pack.
Yes.
So I will 100% take that. His forced incompletion rate was 27. Nice, tied for 28th. I'll take it. That's not bad. His average depth of target his yards per reception. Bradley Roby is going to be, I don't want the high side. I want the low side. Where's Bradley Roby on average depth? And remember, some of these guys are slots. He's 26. This is the kind of excellence I'm looking for. 26th in the league. I'll take it.
No.
With a Texans defender. Secondary guy who's 26th in the league. Huge win. Huge win. When I say 26th in the league, that's out of cornerbacks. And there's two cornerbacks in each team starting. And there's
more.
Frankly, there's three because of the nickel.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
So there's 150. There's 90. There's 90 guys, 90-some guys, and he's 26? Done. I'm all in on that.
I mean, honestly, Bradley Roby is a guy who, you're right, Bradley Roby, on his yards per coverage snap, he was number 10.
See, my numbers were different than yours. I had him, your advanced stats were... I had him 29 completions and 45 targets, 64% completion percentage, which isn't great. But yards per completion was only 7.8. You had over 10. Mm-hmm. Mine was 7.8.
Well,
so that's pretty good.
That's Pro Football Reference versus Pro Football Focus. So just pick your poison, whatever.
Right.
I do know NFL teams use Pro Football Focus. So
I thought they didn't like Pro Football. For offensive line players.
They don't like grades.
Grades.
They don't like their grades.
Okay.
The stats they like, the grades they don't like.
Yeah.
But you Bradley Roby, they've got him 10th in the league in average yards per coverage, which also means Bradley Roby was only targeted 13% of the time. So they were throwing at a lot of other guys. Bradley didn't get all the targets. Now he missed some time, so that will play into it. But Bradley Roby, you'd have a little bit more success throwing at somebody other. Why would you target Bradley Roby when Vernon Hargraves plays football? For what?
Mm-hmm. Well,
when Lonnie Johnson's on the field and you can match up Justin Reed in the slot. Like, hey, is Justin Reed right now on Mecole Hardman? That's not a real thing, is it? that was last year, yeah.
Yeah.
And then doused Justin Reed, and then they called whatever penalty there was, and then they got a man matchup again on a safety.
Wait a minute. What about Devontae Adams, oh my gosh, they had Hargraves who couldn't run on Devontae Adams in the slot. It was like, oh my God. Devontae Adams had like 700 yards against the Texans last year. It was embarrassing, and Anthony Weaver wouldn't change. It was just embarrassing.
Wait, did I not? I call them the Midnight Express. It's Rock and Roll Express. Wait.
Rock and Roll!
Different. Yeah, it's Rock Express. And Roll Express, yeah.
Well,
who used the theme from Midnight Express.
Yeah.
We now have a line full of wrestling calls, it looks like.
Oh, man.
Bobby Eaton, Houston Texans, Rock and Roll Express.
Nobody knows.
We should get to
They're all old people.
A get couple Nick. Because
no,
we've got
wrestling fans.
Max Olsen coming up on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Max Olsen.
Get a couple of our Bobby Eatons in.
Okay, get a couple Bobby.
Get Nick in here. Nick wants to talk about the Rock and Roll Express.
All right, what's up, Nick? Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on? It's Adrian, Lance.
Hey, what's up, man? How we doing?
Anyway. Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Unlike the Texans, I pay attention to my wrestling. So it was Big Bobby Eaton, Ricky Morton, and Jim Cornette.
Yeah, Ricky Morton.
And far as the Astros, it's all right, boys. We took one out of two.
I'll take it.
Just the bad arm pitch yesterday. Come the playoffs, we ain't got to worry about the bad arm.
No.
Because that'll be our Mike Fires.
Hold on a second.
Out. Gone into the bullpen.
All right.
Later, fellas.
Appreciate it. So somebody listening says, damn it, Lance, they were the Midnight Express. I'm getting my rock and roll on my Midnight Expresses. There were two different expresses.
Neat stuff.
Wrestling in the 80s, there was a lot of different, like if you were involved in a terroristic act, like the Libyans at one point shooting down a plane, there was that same week there would be a new wrestler called the Libyan. And you were literally like, hey, you know what? Let's get people whipped into a frenzy against Libyans. Let's get a wrestler named the Libyan.
Right.
So some scrub would just put a mask on and he's now known as the Libyan. So that's how wrestling back in the day
Midnight
used to
Express,
work.
Rock and Roll Express. I'm all,
one of the expresses.
The only express I care about is Panda. Okay? Now we want to go to one more before we get to Max Olson.
Let's get Jay in here.
Get Jay.
Hey, Jay.
They're going to tell me I'm wrong on something, but that's okay.
Hey, Jay.
I got you, Lance. It was the Midnight Express. It was Bobby Eaton and Dennis Condrey. They was the second.
Okay.
Rock and Roll Express was Bobby Eaton and Ricky Morton. I'm sorry, it was Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson. But it was the Midnight Express.
Well, he was with Jim was Cornette, though, right?
Yeah, they're two different expresses with
they
two different
were.
Yeah. teams.
They were the second one.
Two different
the first
boring
one was
segments.
Jim Cornette, Ray Stevens, and Bobby Eaton.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, Ray Stevens and Dennis Condrey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then
Ray
Dennis
Stevens
and Bobby Eaton.
Ray Stevens, the singer?
Then.
No.
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 Then Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane were the last.
Yeah. Guys, get your wrestling calls in now. Appreciate the call.
John,
see, he knows. 713-780.
We don't have time. We got a guest on you.
We're going 80s wrestling. Next up, we're going to talk about Kamala, Hacksaw Butch Reed, and JYD, the three-man show that single-handedly ran and powered 2 years of Mid-South wrestling on the other side.
John, you're aware.
Oh.
This you is know what Ray Stevens sung? The Streak. Oh, yes, they call it The Streak.
Oh, boy.
See, ooh, I apologize. The segment did get worse.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when you lead off a segment with some tournament we've never heard of
this,
and talk about some golfers.
This is an old school wrestler from my childhood.
I'm just trying to tell him.
Yeah, he died.
The same.
I'm trying to show some respect.
He's your not. Golf segments go much the same way,
yes,
John.
Yes, it is much
no,
the same way.
Golf
yes.
segment, everybody's
I'm sorry,
interested.
In your mind, it's
call
different.
Call in if you want to talk about golf as opposed to
we
Ray Stevens.
You don't want that.
And Bobby Eaton.
If you say call in.
And Ricky Morton.
Here's what you don't want.
And Ricky Bobby.
Call in if you want wrestling talk or call in if you
midnight,
want golf talk.
Oh, let the
you don't want that.
Special. Shine a light on me.
Huh. Oh, you know what?
I don't want a wrestling show personally, but you definitely don't want to do, all right, wrestling call versus golf call.
Oh,
it'll be wrestling call.
Everybody wants that.
You know,
seven people.
It was a huge calling. Underdog that I would make it through this segment, but I did. And if you're betting on, would Dell make it through the segment without killing himself?
Underdog fantasy.
Where would you make bet?
You listen. Made it.
Yes.
So, all right, 8:58. Max Olson's going to join us on the other side. We're going to talk about conferences and their... They're getting a little close to each other.
Yeah.
Some merging. Mm-hmm.
We will
possibly.
Talk with Max all from right. We'll talk with Max from The Athletic, but I'm telling you about Underdog. That's why you tried me lead me into the Underdog fantasy thing. Here's the difference, though. They would have had the over-under. So, Dell, we would have had to have an over-under on how long you last. And here's the thing with that also. You can't just play one. You got to play multiple. If you play two, you can win 3-1. Play three, I think it's 6-1. And if you play five. So five over-unders, right? Let's say it's strikeouts, total bases in baseball. When football rolls around, they'll have completions or rushing yards, whatever the case may be. You can win up to 10 times whatever your play is. So if you put $20 out there on five different over-unders on baseball and you get them right, you're going to be a $200 winner. And I've already talked to more than one. I think it's six different people who have said they've been winning on underdog fantasy. Now, yes, they have daily fantasy as well. Three-man leagues, six-man leagues. They have season-long football leagues that are being drafted right now as we speak where you draft 18 players. And then whoever your best players are at those particular positions that you can start, they automatically start for you. You don't have to sit or start. It's great. You can draft the volatile players that you're too worried about their consistency, but you know they're going to go off from time to time. They're great in the best ball format that they have at Underdog Fantasy. Go to the website, underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code radio. It's a $25. When you use radio, $25 bonus that they're going to put into your account, and you can use that to enter in for an absolutely free chance at winning some money for my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania 2 right now, top prize is over $1 million for number one. So make sure you go to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code radio.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.